We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Nick McNamara joined here today by Ryan Swanson, who is the Kansas State University Division of Facilities Associate Vice President and University Architect. We're getting an update here on the Hale Library aftermath of last year's fire here. There was damaged the roof there, and we've been learning there's some different things here you guys are doing to prevent something like that from happening here in the future.
Yeah. And especially related to those mechanical systems you kept referring to, as we talked about during the break, we're referring to HVAC systems.
Yeah, HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. That's HVAC. So and I think what I was describing to you in the break, and I'll take a little bit of time here to explain it more fully, is that we won't have that situation again. We're eliminating the physical sort of double wafer roof that was there, with a mechanical unit sitting on top of that wafer roof, and then the ducts feeding underneath those in that sort of interstitial 2 to 3 feet, tearing all of that off. The mechanical systems are shot. So those are all the cranes taking all those down. So those mechanical systems are actually off the roof now. There's a temporary roof on that will take off. We will build a penthouse. Penthouse, sort of, if you think about it, penthouse just means the top of the building. So, but it's a mechanical penthouse, meaning we're taking steel beams, and if you imagine a little building on top of the library itself, so on top of this flat roof, top of those skylights, filling those skylights in, correcting a lot of those issues that all the years just couldn't be taken care of. So we're going to fix all those, create a good base to lay those on, waterproof that, set the mechanical systems on there, and then build this roof on top of that. That's the 6,800-pound mechanical unit, one big unit that comes up there. So we had multiple units over time that were feeding spaces and probably not feeding it as well as it could have. So those are all shot. That's the benefit. And we've got one big unit with a penthouse roof on top. So from a maintenance point of view, our guys can get up there, maintain it, change the filters, do all those kind of things, and then it's much safer. So the sprinkler system will actually be in the penthouse. We'll have some sprinkler units up there. So if anything would ever happen again to a mechanical unit, which wasn't the issue, it was some activities during the roofing project. But it's better for us in terms of maintenance. Long-term, much better for the library. We like to think long-term, and it's a very much a good long-term solution up there.
I understand we have a caller on the line with a question here. So go ahead, caller.
Yes, and speaking about the fire suppression equipment, I'm hoping that you have it where it'll just be regional inside the building. You know, the second fire was a bag of popcorn. The third fire was out on the roof, and the building flooded from the water that came on for fire suppression. I hope we can have it changed over. I know the whole attitude was not to, but by repeating the same mistake over and over and expecting a different outcome, we have a little problem there. Thank you so much for all your work.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the whole team approach to putting the systems back in terms of fire systems, mechanical systems, even electrical systems in the building. Through this process, everything in the building that I would say that the term a lot of people use is grandfathered, right? So it's grandfathered. It was built when the code was a different standard than what it is now. These are all being brought up to current code. So the safety level in this building is really just like the new business school or the new engineering building, so to that level, which is a good thing for everybody over there.
You mentioned a few changes that are going to be going on around not so much just the mechanical side of things, but also maybe the programmable space within the building, such as the reading rooms, as you were referring to. How much has a say and a discussion has the department or the library staff themselves had in the decision-making process?
Yeah, so I should clarify. The program is completely led by that group. So the number of books in the building is not myself and my team. So we take a cue from their strategic plan for the library. And this is something that we had been working towards even before the fire on the roof. We had been ready to kick off a first floor renovation project to do some things in the 94-95 edition at the front entrance on the south to do new things for the library, to have areas that were study spaces and those kind of things for students. That was starting on the first floor, and we had intended over years, or the library did, under their master plan that they have had. This is Dean Getch and her group, which are a phenomenal team in terms of understanding what the students need, what the students want, and what a modern library is. They've been leading that process for us. So we've been in partnership with them. They come up with a strategic plan, and then we help them bring it to fruition is really how this works in my team. So
they're the idea people, and you're the one who makes it happen.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, we all get together because we go, we travel. I get together with the other university architects around the country and look at their libraries. And, you bring same thing with their staff. They go and you bring these ideas from the outside, and you see the really good things that are happening other places. I look at it very much from a master planning, construction, architecture point of view, and they look at it from a programming point of view of books to students. And there's a lot of things that I've learned about book restoration and the things behind the scenes that I think even folks don't realize that happen in the library. There's so many things that go on over there that are really unique and interesting that I just find phenomenal that happened there, which is those programs have to be in the building. They have to have those things there. So there's a lot of really great people there, which at some point they've got great stories too.
And as you said, 18 months is looking like the end point maybe going on with a lot of the work.
I think 18 is probably a little – we're in January. When I say fall of – I always say fall of – fall of 2020 gives me a little flex.
A little wiggle room.
A little wiggle room because fall is that start of school year? Is that a couple weeks in? If everything goes right and we can get things dried out, the 27 portion is really the piece that may lag depending on how long it takes to restore it because those things are so unique and so different. The beams that you see in there, so the folks that were in there and you look up and see those big wood beams, those beams don't hold any structure. That's all down right now. So those are I wouldn't call it a faux beam because they're real. They're up there, but they're not holding any structure. So we've taken all that wood down, and we're restoring it. So it'll go back. That's that piece. The murals are all covered up. They've been saved, right? So the murals are in good shape. We're testing and monitoring those, monitoring the moisture in those. The wall behind the murals is the big question right now, is how quickly can that wall dry out? And we're continually monitoring the moisture levels with probes in that wall. And so when the wall's dry, then we can come back in and put the wood framing back or the wood finish back on, all those kind of things, and finish that out. So until then, we're drying it out. So it's a lot of it. You walk in there now, there's scaffolding all the way up in the 27 portion. So we call it the dance floor. And you can get up everywhere on the wall, and you can look at a probe, and you can test it. And the murals actually have wood framing around them boxed out so we can control the moisture inside there. So it's a really unique it looks like an episode of This Old House on steroids. In one place on the somewhere in the 94, 95, we've got a whole room that's shrouded that's got wood in it.
And there's a lot of photos of mm-hmm. these up on the Hale Library blog if you want to check it out as well.
Yeah, the library, and that's the library's done a really phenomenal job blogging about this and tracking that. And their heart and souls are tied to this building. So there's some great photos out there. They've taken some. I've got a bunch in my phone, but you can't see them on the radio, so I can just describe them to you. But go out to their website, take a look at them. You can see everything that really I can see walking around.
All right. Well, great. Very unique project here going on here, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes together here in the next several months. Appreciate you coming on and give us an update here on this.
All right. Thank you very much.
And that's Ryan Swanson, Associate Vice President and University Architect with K-State, the Division of Facilities. We'll return after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Throughout the year, your significant other spoils you.